Alleluia, 奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, name Jesus Christ, I give sermon.
再次代表真耶稣教会，欢迎在座的好朋友。
And so once again, on behalf of True Jesus Church, I welcome all of our friends.
我们都是被主所引导的。
And we are all called by God.
能够来参加今晚的布道会。
To attend tonight's evangelical service.
愿主耶稣的圣灵运行在我们当中。
And so may the Holy Spirit of Lord Jesus Christ work among us tonight.
开启我们的心。
And open up our hearts.
让我们听得明白。
That we can understand.
曾经有一个真人真事。
And so there was a real person and a real event.
因为我小时候从小听我的祖母跟我讲述这个故事很多次。
When I was young, I heard my grandmother tell me the story many times.
她说这是一个真的故事。
And she said this was a real story.
后来我去查也真的是真的。
And later when I looked into it, it turned out it was true.
她说有一个年轻的死刑犯。
There was a young criminal.
在即将被执行死刑之前。
And so before, when he was condemned on death row, before he was executed.
他要求最后一次跟他的母亲能够会面。
His final request was to see his mother one last time.
他的母亲来见了他。
And then his mother came to visit him.
他跟他的母亲说，希望他的母亲能答应他在人世上最后一件请求。
And so he asked his mother for one final request.
他的母亲当然答应了。
And of course his mother agreed.
结果这个囚犯的要求是希望再一次能够吸母乳来想念母爱。
And so the young criminal's request was to feel the mother's love and to breastfeed one last time.
就在母亲在回应他的请求的时候。
And just as the mother was responding to the request,
这个死刑犯竟然把母亲的乳头给咬掉了。
The young criminal bit off the nipple of the mother.
那时候我小时候听到这一个故事，一开始觉得很血腥可怕。
When I heard this story when I was younger, I felt it was a very frightening, a very bloody story.
可是当我的祖母很多次告诉我这个故事之后，
But after my grandmother repeated the story to me,
我开始在思考为什么她会这么做。
I started to wonder why did this young criminal do this?
我想这个死刑犯是想要用这种激烈的举动。
And so that for this young criminal to do such a violent thing,
来表达他对母亲的怨恨。
It is to express his hatred towards his mother.
可能在他的心目中认为他今天走到这个地步，他的母亲有一部分的责任。
And in his heart, he may have felt that because he had reached this point in his stage, his mother should be held accountable for part of it.
因为他的母亲从小对他的教育是非不分。
Because when his mother raised him, she did not teach him to discern right and wrong.
只是一味的溺爱。
And it is just a pampering, a spoiling love.
他从小很多不对的行为跟言语，这个母亲总是认为没有关系，他还小嘛。
And so when many of his actions when he was young and his words were not correct, but his mother thought, oh, he's still so young, it's okay.
甚至当别人觉得这样已经很严重的时候。
And when others felt that it had been very extreme.
他的母亲还自己找借口来帮他掩护。
And his mother would find excuses to cover for him.
说他只是年轻不懂事，总有一天会懂的。
And his mother would say, yeah, he's just young, he doesn't understand, but one day he'll grow up.
没想到等不到他懂啊。
And then she never imagined that day would not come.
他的孩子就严重违反了国家的法律。
But the son would commit a very severe crime.
丧失了他以后所有的生命跟未来。
He would lose his life and his future.
所以我们再多想一想，如果这个母亲可以选择重来的话。
And so if we think about it, if this mother could go back and start again,
她对她孩子的爱可能会是怎么样进行的？
How would she express her love to her child?
这个母亲曾经怕过度的指教伤了亲子之间的感情。
In the past, the mother had been worried about hurting the relationship between her and her son.
怕过分的责备伤害到孩子的自信心。
She felt that if she rebuked him too sharply, it would hurt his self-confidence.
结果最后养出了一个自大、骄傲又犯罪的人。
What she ended up raising was a very prideful, a very evil person.
小弟以前几年前住牧地方教会遇到了一位女士。
In the past, when I was a resident minister at another church, I encountered a woman.
我第一印象对她蛮不错的。
My first impression of her was very good.
我发觉她蛮有气质，脸上都带着和善的微笑。
She seemed very classy, and she had she was always smiling.
平常跟人家讲话也很温柔。
And she would often spoke very gently to others.
她认识了我们教会一个姐妹，经由她的介绍来到我们这边聚会。
And it was through an introduction of our church sister that she came to attend service at our church.
有一次我就问她说，你是第一次到这种信耶稣的教会来参加聚会吗？
And so one time I asked her, is this your first time attending a church?
就她说没有耶，我同时也在很多其他的教会参加聚会。
She said, no, I've attended many other churches before.
那我就很有兴趣，我说你对哪一种聚会特别有兴趣呢？
And so I was very intrigued, and I asked her, what kind of services are you interested in?
她说她通常都参加所谓的灵医特别聚会或灵医布道大会，不晓得大家有没有听过。
And so she was especially interested in attending these healing,
属灵的医治啊。
These spiritual healing crusades.
所以那一种其他教派的朋友常常举开的特别聚会。
And so they often held special services.
什么叫做灵医呢？
And so what is the healing?
希望在那个聚会当中能够得到神的医治，来医治身体或心灵上的某种病。
And so it is that in these crusades, these services, that they ask for the healing of God for their physical bodies or any emotional distress.
一开始小弟听他这么说，我还以为他身体欠安啊。
And so when I first heard this, I thought maybe she has, she's not healthy.
可是我仔细观察他，发觉他讲话中气十足，而且脸色红润。
I felt that, but as I observed her, I felt she spoke very well, and then she has a color in her face.
这么说来，她的身体应该是 OK 的。
And so, from this perspective, she should be very healthy.
直到后来，小弟发现在几次聚会当中。
I noticed during a few services.
这位女士啊，常常在聚会里面流泪流到不能自己啊。
And I noticed that during these services, she would keep crying nonstop.
有一次我有印象最深刻。
And I still remember very vividly.
就在安息日的敬拜聚会里面。
During one Sabbath service.
我发觉啊，讲到一半，这位女士突然站了起来。
During the service, she suddenly stood up.
我们台湾的哈聚会场所前面都还会有桌子啊，可以打开来放圣经。
In Taiwan, in the chapels, they have a collapsible table in front of the pews that you can put your Bibles on.
结果我发觉他要站起来的时候，连桌子都没有收，砰的一声，一转身就离开会堂了。
And but that day when she stood up suddenly, she didn't even collapse her table, but she just stood up and then turned around and left the church.
我后来问跟她认识的这些姐妹说，她是怎么一回事呢？没有人知道。
And so when I asked the sisters who knew her very well, no one seemed to understand what happened.
一直到有一次我回到教会，听到别人跟我讲，我更惊讶。
And then later, someone at church told me that something that shocked me.
就是教会邀请她去参加我们教会的户外活动。
The church had invited her to an outdoor activity.
结果在下午活动结束了，在箱型车里面坐着一堆我们教会的同龄，她也在当中。
And so after the event, in a bus, she was sitting in the bus with many other church people.
哇，那个车子啊，在高速公路上面跑得很快。
And so the bus was going very fast on the highway.
可是大家带着满心的感谢跟喜乐在车上聊天。
And everyone was having conversation very joyfully and very happily.
大家都期待都回家能够见到自己的家人啊，有些在讲自己的孩子啊。
And so everyone was excited to go home to their families, and people were talking about their children.
突然这个女士啊，在车子里面大声尖叫。
And suddenly the woman screamed out in the bus.
然后命令前面的司机要马上把车子停在高速公路上面。
And she commanded that the bus driver stop in the middle of the highway.
她说她受不了了，她要跳下车，走离高速公路。
And so she said she couldn't handle it any, take it anymore, so she wanted to get off the bus and run off the highway.
为什么会这样子呢？
And why is it like this?
又经过一两个月，小弟到她家去家庭访问啊。
And so after a month or two, I went to her house to visit her.
在即将结束访问的时候，这位女士突然跟小弟讲一句话。
And so after the visitation, as it was drawing to a close, this woman said to me,
她说，传道，我跟你讲一句话，你不要生气。
And she said, preacher, do not be upset when I say this to you.
为什么我到别的教会去都很平安，就是到你们真耶稣教会很不平安。
And she said, why is it that when I go to other churches, I have peace, but why do not feel peaceful when I go to True Jesus Church?
诶，你们今天来参加真耶稣教会的布道会哦，我现在做见证是有人到真耶稣教会很不平安哦。
And so now that all of you are here in the True Jesus Church, I'm testifying about how there people who come, there are those who come to True Jesus Church that do not have peace.
我就很关心为什么啦。
And so I showed concern and I was curious.
没想到她这个时候手举起来啊。
And then she raised her hand.
她指着我说，特别是你赖传道。
And then she pointed at me and said, especially you, Preacher Lai.
每次你站在讲台上面讲到的时候，我太不平安了。
Especially when you go up to the pulpit and give a sermon, I feel even less peace.
我吓一跳啊。
And then shocked me.
后来我再听她讲下去，才知道她的故事。
And then after she talked more, I realized her background.
原来这位五十几位的女士，她从小到大，跟她的原生家庭之间有一段很不好的过去。
And so this 50-year-old woman, she had a bad relationship with her immediate family.
她觉得她爸爸妈妈大哥大姐谁都在伤害她。
She felt that her parents, her siblings were trying to hurt her.
所以这个伤痕在她心里面很深。
And this hurt was very deep in her heart.
难怪她只要听到别人在讲述自己的家人，在讲述这些爱，她就受不了了。
And so whenever she hears someone else talk about the love and the warmth of family, she cannot take it.
我终于知道为什么了。
And so she finally, I finally understood why.
我就问她说，那为什么你到别的教会去都觉得很平安呢？
And so I asked her, why is it that you feel peaceful when you go to other churches?
我到别的教会去查经聚会，他们讲的都是恩典、平安、喜乐啊。
When I go to other churches, she said that all I they talk about is love, mercy, and grace.
可是为什么赖传道你在讲台上很少讲这些呢？你都讲神告诉我们要怎么样改变。
But you, whenever I come to hear your sermons, you only talk about how God desires us to change.
啊，我告诉他。
And so I told her.
我说感谢主啊。
I said, thank God.
你来到真耶稣教会有这种不平安的感受，真是太棒了。
It's so wonderful that you have this feeling of uneasiness and lack of peace when you come to True Jesus Church.
你只有在神的教会，真正有真理的教会，才有这种不平安的感受啊。
And it's only in the true church and the true house of God that you have this uneasy feeling.
他说，传道，你怎么这么讲呢？
And so she asked, preacher, how can you say this?
他说，我说你这种反应在圣经里面有两个字专门在形容的。
And so I told her the feeling that you have is described in the Bible.
叫做扎心
and it is cut to the heart.
诶，这两个字啊，记载在新约圣经使徒行传第二章，我们现在不翻啊。
And so these words are recorded in Acts chapter 2, and so we will not turn there yet.
那时候两千年前使徒讲完道理之后啊，在那边听到的许多人都觉得扎心啊。
And so at that time, 2,000 years ago, when the apostles stood up to speak, the people, they were cut to the heart when they heard the message.
她问我说什么叫做扎心。
And so she asked, what does it mean to be cut to the heart?
我说你现在要不要去拿一根针往手指头扎下去啊。
And so I asked her, do you want to take a needle and then cut your finger?
诶，你们有没有被扎过？
Have you been pierced or cut before?
诶，被扎的时候你会觉得很舒服的，请举手。
If you feel really good when you are pierced with a needle, raise your hand.
如果你被针刺到了，你要觉得很舒服，你要赶快去医院检查。
If you feel so good after you are pierced by a needle, there's something wrong.
没有，你会痛，会不舒服。
It should hurt. It will not feel good.
那你想想看，圣经用这个字，如果有一根针好像刺在你心里面，你会觉得舒服，会觉得平安吗？
And so the way the Bible describes it is that there is a piercing of the heart. If someone were to pierce your heart, would this feel good? There would not be peace.
他来到真耶稣教会听到的是主耶稣希望我们饶恕别人的道理。
And so when she came to True Jesus Church, she heard the messages of Jesus of God desiring us to forgive others.
说我们要赦免别人，像神赦免我们一样。
That we need to forgive others as God has forgiven us.
我们希望别人怎么待我们，我们先怎么待别人。
And so we ought to treat others the way we want others to treat us.
甚至我们要做到为那些伤害我们、故意不喜欢我们的人、仇敌来代祷。
And that we are especially expected to pray for those who intentionally hurt us.
这位女士听到这些，她觉得这些道理太不合理了。
And so for this woman, she felt that all of this is too unreasonable.
但是请教各位在座的朋友，今天你被神引导来到这里，你期望听到什么吗？
And so let me ask you, if you came to the church today, what did you expect to hear?
或许你在外面遇到一些不公义、不公平的事情。
And maybe you felt that in the world there are so many unjust, unfair things.
也许你觉得这个世界太混乱了。
And maybe you feel the world is too filled with chaos.
你希望来到这里找到那个最起源的单纯。
And so you came here expecting to find the most innocent.
你希望听到那些超越人类社会神的公义。
And that you want to hear that there is something that is a transcendent justice.
或许你今天希望听到的是符合你心中合理的事情。
And you want to hear something that, that in your heart you feel is right and fair.
但是亲爱的朋友，你要知道。
But you need to know.
圣经给我们的绝对不只是合理。
What the Bible gives us is not just what is fair.
更是真理。
But it is the truth.
很多的真理在一开始听起来是很不合理的事情。
And so much of the truth that we hear in the beginning, it sounds very unreasonable.
什么叫做左脸被他打了，连右脸都要让他打呢？
What does it mean that if you are slapped on your left cheek, you must turn your right cheek to be slapped?
什么叫做外衣被抢走了，连内衣都让他拿去呢？
What does it mean if someone takes away your tunic, that you have to give them your cloak as well?
什么叫做你的仇敌饿了，你要给他吃，他渴了，你要给他喝呢？
And what does it mean that when your enemy is hungry, you feed them, when he is thirsty, you give him something to drink?
哥林多前书六章还叫我们要情愿受欺，情愿吃亏。
And so 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says that we should allow ourselves to be cheated and to be taken advantage of.
你不是叫我们成为世界上最软弱的人吗？
And isn't that requiring us to be the most weak?
很多圣经的话一开始听起来不合理，却是真理。
However, the Bible in the beginning when we hear it, it sounds very unreasonable, but it is the truth.
真理不合理不一定改变生命，从神来的真理却可以改变我们的生命。
And so what is just may not change our lives, but the truth will change our lives.
我告诉这位女士说，神让你感受到这样子，不是为了让你痛苦。
And so I told this woman that God allows you to feel this, not to make you feel pain, but it is to change you.
那就好像我们身体如果有病，在接受某个治疗期间，我们可能会觉得不舒服啊。
And just as when our body is sick, maybe we undergo some treatment, temporarily it does not feel good.
我们被动手术的时候，我们觉得不舒服啊。
When we undergo surgery, it is painful.
可是这是神在我们生命里面动工。
But this is God working in our lives.
所以我请他要去体会这当中神的爱。
And so I invited her to experience the love of God.
她告诉我说，我不觉得现在有什么爱啊。
She told me I don't feel any love.
我说或许你还停留在过去对家人的那种感受。
And maybe I told her that maybe your concept of love has stopped with your family.
今天你为什么在这里呢？
But today, why are you here?
有一个姐妹带你来。
It is because a sister brought you here.
你有没有发觉这几个月有很多人在陪伴你？
Have you noticed that in the past few months, there are many sisters who have accompanied you?
他们希望跟你的生命产生连结。
That they wish to connect their lives with yours.
他们关心你的感受。
And they care for your feelings.
他们甚至为你代祷，也邀请你一起来祷告。
They pray for you and they invite you to pray with them.
我说你发觉这些人都跟你非亲非故的。
And so these people have shared with you much.
为什么他们这么做？
And why do they do this?
因为他们爱你呀。
It is out of their love for you.
其实不是他们爱你，而是神耶稣基督借着这些基督徒在爱你啊。
It is not actually them who loves you, but it is God who uses them to love you.
我说你要去释放旧的生命，要迎接新的生命，要有爱。
And so I told her, you need to let go of your old life and then open up to this new life of love.
这个过程不简单。
Of course, this process is not easy.
大概又经过一年了，感谢主，她报名洗礼了。
But thank God, after the process of a year that she applied to be baptized.
她洗礼完成我们姐妹的那一天。
And the day that she was about to be baptized.
小弟故意把她叫过来。
I called her over.
我跟她说，我现在有一些话跟你讲。
And I told her, I have some things to tell you.
传道，请问什么事呢？
And she asked, what's going on?
我要跟你讲你的爸妈、大哥、大姐跟你的家人。
I want to talk to you about your father, your mother, your older siblings.
我很高兴听到他跟我讲一句说，传道现在讲这些没有用了啊。
And I was glad to hear her say that, oh, preacher, there's no point in talking about this anymore.
他不再抓狂。
She is no longer enraged by this.
如果她不知道释放掉自己，那么这个洗礼的意义是什么呢？
And so what is the, if she held on to this, what is the purpose of her getting baptized?
她告诉我说，传道，我才知道原来我自己以为是一般人正常的反应。
And she told me that in the past, she felt that this was the normal reaction.
我以为我被人家伤害过后，我的反应就是要这么恨，这么怨。
She felt that after she gets hurt by someone else, the natural reaction is to hate and to be bitter.
原来这些都是神眼中不正常的反应。
As it turns out, this is not what God sees as natural.
亲爱的朋友，我们可以看看圣经里面神怎么告诉我们的。
And so, our friends, we can see what the Bible tells us.
如果你方便翻的话，可以跟着我们翻，不然用听的也可以。
And so if it is convenient for you to flip the Bible, please do so. But if not, you can always listen to us.
我们可以看新约圣经加拉太书五章十九节。
And so if we turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
加拉太书五章十九节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 19.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。二十节。
Verse 20.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒。结党纷争异端二十一节
21.
嫉妒醉酒荒宴等类我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样事的人并不能承受神的国 Amen 大家看一看这三节经文的最后告诉我们有件事很严重
And so if we look at these three verses the ending tells us something that is very severe
这件事它关乎到一个事情的结果
And so the point of all this is to reach one conclusion.
神告诉我们说，行这些事的人必不能承受神的国。
God says that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
什么事？
What is?
我们刚才所读到的那三节经文里面的一些字眼，请大家想想看。
And so if we think about all the words in these three verses,
目前在我们所知地球上哪一个主流的文明或者是法律系统？
And so is there any country whose judicial system or culture
他把我们刚才所读到的某些字眼是当成罪的
that they treat the words that we have read as a crime
记恨
hatred
一想到某个人你心里面就生气这有犯罪吗
that if we think of a person we get angered is that a crime
嫉妒
jealousy
一直到某些人过得比我还好，我心里面就很不舒服。
If we see that someone else lives a better life than we do, we feel uneasy in our hearts.
这个人伤害过我跟我的家人，我不原谅他。
That if this person has harmed me or my family, I will not forgive them.
我想请问诸位好朋友，在我们所知，不管是伊斯兰教、基督教，或者是传统宗教的一些文明里面。
And so regardless of whatever religion, whether it be Christianity or Islam or any other religions,
有哪一种文明跟法律系统，不同的法律系统，把我们刚才所讲那些事情当成罪的？
Is there any group of people or any country whose judicial system would treat these as a crime?
第一个很难证明。
First, it would be too hard to prove.
第二个，我们觉得那是一种人心理上的正常反应。
And second, we also treat these as very natural reactions according to man.
亲爱的朋友，你有发觉吗？这些我们心里所谓的正常反应，在神的眼中却是不正常的反应，是罪啊。
And so have you noticed that what we deem as very natural reactions emotionally, they are seen as unnatural by God.
甚至我们心里面被某个人伤害过了。
In the past, maybe we have been hurt by others.
我们希望他为这件事情，为我的反应付出某种代价。
That we feel that they need to pay a price for us.
可是圣经主耶稣就告诉我们去赦免他。
But the Bible tells us that we must forgive them.
什么是赦免他？
What does it mean to forgive?
就是他不用再为这件错误付出任何的代价。
It means,
不用啦。
It means that this person does not have to pay a price for their mistake. They do not need to.
甚至连他跟我说对不起都不用啦。
They do not even need to apologize to me.
我要赦免他。
It is that I need to forgive them.
不赦免在神的眼中是重罪。
To not forgive someone is a very severe sin in the eyes of God.
依圣经的道理，不赦免的话，甚至连我们死后末日的审判都通不过。
And so, according to God, that if we do not forgive others, in the last day when we resurrect for judgment, we will not pass.
所以，亲爱的朋友，你有没有发觉，圣经里面所讲的罪，跟我们一般所想的罪，其实很不一样，有没有？
And so have you noticed that the what is considered a sin in the Bible and what we consider a crime in this world is very different?
那这些圣经里面所讲的这个事情跟现在的我有什么关系呢？
And so you may be asking, what do these things have to do with me?
我们来看旧约圣经耶利米书五章二十五节。
And so if we turn our Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 25.
耶利米书五章的二十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 25.
你们的罪孽使这些事转离你们，你们的罪恶使你们不能得福。Amen.
So your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you.
这里说罪使某些事转离我们。
And so here it says that your iniquities have turned these things away.
是哪些事？
And what things?
就是我们一般所说的平安福气。
What we consider peace, blessings.
各位要知道，不是只有我们基督徒讲平安跟福气啊。
You have to realize that it's not just Christians who talk about peace and blessings.
就是我们那些没有外面没有宗教的朋友们，他们也是想要我们口中心里面所想的这些福气啊。
And so even those of us in the world who have no religion, they also pursue after blessings and peace.
更富裕，更健康，更平安。
To be more wealthy, to be healthier, and to have peace.
能够心想事成
and to
能够心里面想的就能够好有啦
to achieve whatever is in their hearts.
能够过得更好
and to live a better life.
所以不管你有没有宗教，每个人都需要福气
and so regardless of whether we have any religions, all of us want a good fortune.
但是为什么我们这么多人努力，真正能够达到我们期望的人却很少？
And so why is it that all of us, when we labor so hard, very few achieve what we expect in our hearts?
甚至连我们在经营生活当中，我们都渐渐降低我们的期望了。
And even as we live in this life, that we slowly, our expectations start to decline gradually.
天上这一位全能全知的智慧者告诉我们。
And so the Almighty God and the All-Knowing God tells us.
因为有这种灵性里面的罪，它是关键。
And the most crucial point is that spiritually there is sin.
我们来看旧约圣经出埃及记三十四章的第六节。
And so if we turn to Exodus chapter 34 verse 6.
三十四章的第六节。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 6.
主在他面前宣告说，主是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。第七节，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。Amen.
Verse 6, And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. 7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
我们刚才所读到了这一段话是3500年前神启示先知的自我介绍。
And so, the words that we read was an introduction by God 3,500 years ago to a prophet.
神启示人类说他乐意赦免我们的罪。
And 3,500 years ago, God says that he was willing to forgive our iniquities and transgressions.
但是小弟从事这一项工作十多年来，我发现一个问题。
And so in my profession for the past 10 plus years, I've noticed a problem.
问题不是神愿不愿意赦罪。
The problem is not whether God is willing to forgive our sins or not.
我发现今天最大的问题是有很多的人根本不认为自己需要被赦罪。
The question is that many people do not feel that they have sins that need to be forgiven.
所以当我们讲说耶稣是为我们的罪而死，耶稣是救赎的时候，很多人说那干我什么事啊？
So when we say that Jesus is our Savior, He came to save us of our sins, many people say, what does that have to do with me?
其实更进一步来讲,
and to take a step closer,
是人根本不知道自己有没有罪。
Man does not even realize whether he has sin or not.
比如一个人如果不真的认为自己有错，他就不会诚心道歉。
Because if a man feels that they have not done anything wrong, they will not apologize.
一个人不开始怀疑自己的健康出了问题了，他就不会想赶快就做检查接受医疗。
If a person does not feel there is something wrong with his health, he will not go in for a doctor's appointment.
相同的，如果人不知道自己真的灵里面有罪的话，他不需要救主，也不需要被赦免。
And if a person feels that they do not have sin in their hearts, they do not feel that they need forgiveness or salvation.
今日世界上有许多几千年来我们所有的智慧者跟有能者一直要解决的问题，到现在没有办法解决。
And so throughout thousands of years of history, all the wise people and all the educated people have tried to solve the problems which cannot be solved.
我们在我们生活资讯当中随时可以接触到的。
These are things that we encounter every single day.
比如说战争
First is war
抢夺
Robbery
屠杀
Murder
纷争
Dissension
人跟人之间的仇恨
Hatred between men
贪恋
Greediness
甚至每个人个人生命里面的苦难
And even the affliction in our lives
疾病
Illness
甚至不愿意面对的死亡
And even death which we are not willing to face
你看我们人类几千年来有多少的智者想尽方法要解决这些事情。
And so throughout the history of thousands of years, people have tried to solve these problems.
看起来我们的文明在进步。
And it seems that our humankind is advancing.
看起来好像我们的道德在提升。
And it seems that our morality is increasing.
可是诸位前辈，你们想想看，这个世界真的有进步改变过吗？
But if we think about it, has our lives really improved or changed?
在历史上读得到的这些事情跟人心，到现在一直在重复发生。
And so throughout all these thousands of years, these problems repeat itself.
我们所谓的新闻。
For our news that we hear.
真的是新闻吗？
Is it news?
我有试过三个月完全不看新闻，到现在还是活得好好的，还是胖胖的。
I've tested it that for 3 years I have not listened to any news, and then I still survived and I'm very healthy.
因为旧约圣经里面有一句经节说，日光底下没有新鲜事。
The Bible tells us that there is nothing new under the sun.
是什么新闻呢？
And what news is it?
几千年来发生的事情，不过换了地方，换了人名，换了内容而已，都一样。
And so after thousands of years, everything is still the same. It's just a difference of the person, the place, and the reason.
为什么这些事情几乎都没有办法彻底改变？
And so why is it that the matter still cannot change?
天上的神告诉我们，我们生命当中一个关键的问题就是灵里面的罪啊。
And so our heavenly God tells us that the most critical issue is that the sin in our hearts.
也就是我们刚刚一开始读到经文里面提到的那些事。
And it is the things that were listed in the Bible, in the verse that we read before.
或许小弟讲到这里，我们当中有些人心里会想说，我哪里有罪？
And maybe as I'm talking about this now, there may be those of us sitting here who feel I have no sin in my heart.
你这个是不实的指控哦。哎，不诚实的指控。
Oh, and this is to wrongly accuse me.
哎，传道，你这一辈子有没有接过交通罚单？
Preacher, have you ever received any traffic tickets?
我承认了哈，我到现在至少接过十几张以上了。
I confess that I've already received over 10 traffic tickets.
不是，传道。我出生到现在没有犯过任何一条法律、学校的校规，甚至连一张罚单我都没有拿过。
And maybe you can say, hey, I've never broken any laws. I've not even received a traffic ticket in my life.
我行为端正，心思正直。
I am upright in all my actions, and I am pure in my heart.
亲爱的朋友，可能真的你是这样的人。
And so, yes, maybe you are this kind of person.
这让我想起我在多年前注目一个教会的时候遇到了一位长辈。
And one time, a while ago, I met an elderly couple.
他那个外形一看啊，我就觉得哎，还蛮喜欢的。
I met an elderly man. From the outer appearance, he looked very nice, very friendly.
白发苍苍，很高雅有气质的一位男士。
He had a head full of white hair, and he carried himself very well.
有点像我们台湾那个张忠谋董事长那种型的啦，不是算的不用讲了哦。那，哎，我去他家访问。
So I went to visit this elderly man at his house.
为什么特意去访问呢？
And why did I especially visit him?
因为他们家，我去访问不到十分钟，这一位高雅的男士就跟我讲一句话。
And so when I went to his house, this elderly man told me, said to me,
他说传道，你不要叫我洗礼，之前已经有好多传道讲过了，不用了。
And he immediately told me, preacher, don't try to get me to be baptized. Many ministers have already come and have not accomplished this.
我也相信有耶稣啊，但是我不觉得我需要洗礼。
I believe in there is a Jesus that, but I don't feel the need for baptism.
哦，原来我们这一位先生，他太太，他儿女，他孙子们，全部是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so this man...His wife, his children, and grandchildren, all of them are True Jesus Church members.
他慕道接近五十年。
And he has been a truth seeker of our church for 50 plus years.
我跟他在接触以后，我发觉他真的是一个正人君子，从心里面发出来的正人君子。
I felt that after interacting with him, I felt he truly was a very upright gentleman.
他跟我们教会的传道啊、执事啊、弟兄姐妹都很熟。
He was very close to all the preachers and the deacons and the ministers in our church.
他诚实跟我讲一句话。
And so he frankly told me.
他说我太太做了几十年信徒啊，到现在都是他骂我，我没有骂过他哎。
That my wife has been a member of your church for decades, and yet she is the one who yells at me. I've never yelled at her once.
还有你们那个教会里面谁跟谁不好，我都知道哎。
And he says, I know who in your church does not get along with another member in church.
有一次齁，我听到你们那个传道啊，他也在生气耶。
One time I heard your minister, your preacher, get very angry and lose his temper.
我连生气都没有，都不会骂人的。
And he said that I never lose my temper, I never get mad.
我终于知道他问题在哪里了，你们听出来吗？
And so I realized what his problem was. Do you, can you hear it?
你们这些基督徒啊，你们的行为心思都还没有我这个非基督徒好。
And so his point was that all you Christians, your thoughts, your deeds are not as good as me as a non-Christian.
是你们需要洗礼，洗去你们的罪，我不用啊，我哪有罪啊？
You, all of you need to wash away your sins, not me, I have no sins.
啊，我终于知道了，从此以后每一次去访问啊，我都不讲恩典、平安跟喜乐了。
And so I understood that ever since then, when I went to visit him, I no longer talked about the love of God or the blessings of God and peace.
我专门开始讲罪跟地狱啊。
So I started to focus on sin and hell.
哪有传道这样子用罪跟地狱在恐吓人的？
What kind of preacher uses sin and hell to terrorize someone?
我也不晓得有没有效，感谢主啊，他半年之后洗礼啦。
I don't know whether to thank God, but in 6 months he came for baptism.
而且我要离开那个教会的时候，他流眼泪流的最多啊。
And when I departed, when I was transferred to another church, he cried the most.
亲爱的朋友，我们可能都是这样的人。
And so maybe we are like this person.
我们所言所行的表示我们符合了我们心中自己的价值观。
And the way that we live our lives, it may meet the expectations of our own value system.
或者是我们所处的这个社会文化跟法律的体系。
Or maybe it matches the value system of the society or the country.
但是既然到这里，我再用一点点时间跟大家讲圣经里面对罪的看法到底是什么。
And so I want to take a few minutes to talk about the Bible's point of view of sin.
我们请翻开圣经，一开始创世纪二章第七节。
And so if we could turn our Bibles to the beginning, Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
七到九节。
So Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Verse 7, And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Verse 8. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. 9. And out of the ground of the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
请继续看15到18节。
And then we will continue verse 15 to 18. Verse 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
我们再来看创世纪三章第一节。
And so if we look at chapter 3 verse 1.
从一到六节。
Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. Verse 1.Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die. 5.For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
最后一段，请从14节看到19节。
And then we'll read from verses 14 to 19. Verse 14.So the Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. 16. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall give forth children.Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. 17. Then to Adam he said, Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. 18. But thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. 19. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread.Till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
Amen. 谢谢你很辛苦哈。我们刚才看到的那几段经文啊。
And so in the verses that we just read,
就是圣经记载本来无罪的世界为什么变成有罪的世界？我们现在这副样子。
And so why, it tells us why this world that had been without sin would become a world with sin.
大家看在乐园里面本来人类跟神一样是永远没有病没有死亡的没有担忧的。
And so originally God created this world to be without death, without sickness, and without worries.
简单讲因为人类的不顺服以及自以为是。
And simply said, it is because of man's insubordinacy that, and they felt pride.
罪从这样进入了世界。
And through this, man, sin entered into this world.
我们今天一切的无奈、疾病、死亡跟败坏都是这样来的。
And so all the illnesses, all the death, and all the corruption entered the world through this way.
所以圣经里面第一个对罪的定义就是对神不顺服而产生的。
And so this unwillingness to submit to God caused all of this.
亲爱的朋友，你读到刚才那段经文，会不会觉得，如果乐园里面没有那一棵善恶树，不就好了吗？
And so don't you wonder if there was no tree of knowledge of good and evil, that none of this would have happened.
人类就不可能犯罪啦。
And man would not have sinned.
那是谁那么坏心眼，把那一棵树放在伊甸乐园里面？
And so who had the bad intention of putting that one tree into the Garden of Eden?
我告诉大家，那一棵树不得不放。
I tell you that this, you have to have put the tree there.
那一棵树虽然叫做善恶树，它真正的名字叫做什么？
And so even though it is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what is it truly called?
它叫做人心。
It is man's heart.
那一棵树是人之所以成为人的原因。
And it is because of that tree that man is man.
那一棵树是神让人类可以自己做选择的存在。
That because of that tree, God created man so that man could choose.
不然我们所有的人类都变成一套程式，就变成一台电脑。
Or else, man would become just a robot, a computer.
因为我们不用选择。
Because we do not have to
choose. 我们也没有的选择。
And we have no choice.
你每天回到家，一部电脑一直对你说一千次我爱你，你觉得有意义吗？
If you were to go home and your computer says to you 1,000 times I love you, does that mean anything?
不是，是因为我们选择爱神。
It means nothing because we choose to love God.
大家有没有觉得神很好心？
Do you not feel that God has such a wonderful heart?
伊甸园里面有无数的事 好几亿棵树，只有一棵，只有一棵可能会让人家犯罪。这个比例有多悬殊，大家知道吗？
And so in the Garden of Eden, there were so many other trees that were good for eating, and there was only one bad tree, and so the ratio was very small.
可是必须有这一棵。
But you must have this one tree.
可是人却被引诱，顺服了情欲，选择背离神。
But man was tempted and gave in to his desires to depart from God.
圣经里面对罪的第二种看法是什么？
And so what is man's, God's second perspective on sin?
请看新约圣经罗马书三章二十三节。
We turn to Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。Amen.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们昨天讲到，什么是神的荣耀呢？
Yes, last night we talked about what is the glory of God.
神的本性一旦被万物所察觉跟认识，神就得了荣耀。
And so when the divinity of God is acknowledged by his creation, that is the glory of God.
那么这里进一步告诉我们，如果我们人生命当中亏缺了神的荣耀，这就是罪了。
And so if we take a step further, that if we have fallen short of the glory of God, then this is sin.
所谓神的荣耀是什么？
And so what is the glory of God?
包括我们昨天提到的圣洁、公义。
And so encompassing what we said yesterday, it is holiness and justice.
信实、慈爱。
Faithfulness, goodness.
那我们就想一想，我们身为人，我们真的完整的具备了这些条件吗？
And so if we think about ourselves as men, have we met these expectations?
当我们以为我们是好人的时候，
And when we feel that we are good,
我不要讲大家啦，以神的眼光，我可能根本都不够好， 不及格。
And so let's not talk about every one of us, but let's just talk about myself.
因为神所谓的良善跟好，是要饶恕同一个人七十个七次，还要每天为仇敌代祷。
Because the goodness of God requires that we forgive our enemies 70 times 7 and we pray for our enemies.
我们为那不公义的上司做过这些事情吗？
Have we done this for what is unjust?
我们对那不可理喻的邻居做过这些事情吗？
Have we done this for our unreasonable neighbor?
当我们以为我们是公义的时候，
And when we feel that we are just,
可能是小弟现在站在台上讲得这么大声啊。
And maybe right now I'm standing on the pulpit speaking so loudly.
可是如果我的家人违反了圣经里面某些地方的时候，我还能够这么完整的讲出这些道理吗？
And so, but if one day my family commits one of the wrongs described in the Bible, dare I stand here proclaiming so loudly?
到时候可能这些道理我慢慢就不敢讲了。
Maybe I will dare not to speak of this message.
我的公义会慢慢的偏掉了。
Maybe my justice will start to stray.
当我们以为我们是慈爱的，我们真的是有算得上有爱心的吗？
And so when we feel that we are loving, do we really have the love of God?
主耶稣讲说，为弟兄舍命，爱没有比这更大的。
Jesus says that there is no greater love than for one man to lay down his life for another.
我常常把这个经节挂在嘴上跟大家分享，结果我发觉我说谎。
I often repeat this verse for others to hear, but I find myself that I am lying about it.
有一次我去访问一个二十几岁的年轻弟兄，他躺在医院。
One time I went to visit a young brother who was 20 something years old. He was sick in the hospital.
他一个礼拜三天要在医院洗肾。
And so three times a week in the hospital he goes through dialysis.
人长得黑黑瘦瘦的。
And his complexion was very dark and he was very skinny.
那天我去陪他，即将要离开，要祷告。
And so that day I went to visit him and I was about to leave and pray.
他突然拉着我的手说，传道，帮我祷告。
And so suddenly he grabbed me by the arm and he said, Preacher, please pray for me.
我说为什么要特别帮你祷告呢？
And so I asked, why should, do you need any special prayers?
他说我前两天跟医院登记，要等待一颗肾，希望有人能跟我 match, 我能得到那一颗新的肾。
He said 2 days ago, I registered to receive a kidney that if anyone's blood type matches mine, I can receive their organ, their kidney.
搞不好这样一等下去要等很多年，也可能等不到。
And so maybe he would have to wait for a donation for many years, or he may never receive one.
我顿了一下，然后跟他说，好，我们来祷告，我帮你祷告。
And so I paused for a second, and then I said, okay, I will pray for you.
我回到教会，回到传道房。
And so when I returned back to the church, I went into the pastor's room, I knelt down and I started crying.
我觉得我赖昌义啊，真的是法利赛人。
I felt that I, as a preacher, was a Pharisee.
我在讲台上告诉过大家要彼此相爱，像基督爱我们一样。
On the pulpit, I tell many people that they should love God, love man as God has loved us.
我在这里讲跟真的一样，还有人一堆人在台下流眼泪。
And I will say it as if it were true and cause people to shed tears.
那个时候我竟然说我帮你祷告，我就走了。And
at that moment, I told him I would pray for him, and then I just picked up and left.
主啊，我有两颗肾，好好的。
And then, Lord, I have two kidneys that are both healthy.
我也不用为他死。
I do not need to die for this person.
我竟然没有勇气去跟他说，那我现在去配对看看，看能不能把一颗肾给你。我讲不出来。
I did not have the courage to say, let me go check right now to see if I am a match for you.
我少了一颗肾，我也不会死。
If I lost a kidney, I would not die.
但是我想到我家人，想到我自己，想到我的工作，想了一大堆。好，我帮你祷告，我走了。
But I thought of my family, I thought of my career, I thought of my future, I thought of many things, and then I just said, I will pray for you, and then I left.
这个赖昌义就是法利赛人标准的。
And so I felt that preacher Lai was a typical Pharisee.
我过在那边一直哭啊。And
so I stayed there crying.
我不敢称我自己是个有爱的人。
I dare not say I am a person of love.
所以新约圣经那个时候，新约圣经。 约翰一书告诉我们一句话，我直接念了。And
so, First John tells us,
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。If
we say that we are without sin, then we deceive ourselves.
真理不在我们心里。The
truth is not within our hearts.
我们若认自己的罪，If
we confess of our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的。God
is faithful and He is just.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will wash away our sins and our unrighteousness.
这句话是对 2000 年前的弟兄姐妹说的， 不是对那些还没有洗礼的人说的。
And so these words were spoken 2000 years ago to the members, not to
洗礼虽然洗掉我们的罪， 但是我们依然会有过犯。
And so baptism is for the remission of our sins, but every day we still continue to sin.
圣经还告诉我们罪是会遗传的。
And the Bible also tells us that sin is hereditary.
我最后告诉大家一个小故事。
And so I will share a story.
在多年前，我的儿子还不到三岁的时候，
a few years ago, when my son was not even 3 years old.
有一次我出去协助灵恩布道会，星期天晚上回家了。
So one time I went to help out at a spiritual convocation at another church, and I returned home on a Sunday.
想好好休息。
And I felt very tired and wanted to relax.
你怎么发觉我儿子找不到？
But I thought I could not find my son.
我往房子里面大声一吼，喊我的儿子的名字，没有任何声音。And
so I called out in my house to for my son, but he did not respond.
我去楼下问我妈妈，我妈妈说，哎，不在楼下，去楼上找找看。So
I went downstairs to look to see if my mom had my son, but she said no.
我跑到三楼的书房，突然发觉门是锁起来的。
And so when I went to the third floor study, I realized the door was locked. And so there was that meant somebody was inside.
我敲门说，哎。 Boaz 开门, 我儿子名字叫 Boaz.
And so I knocked on the door and I said, Boaz, open the door.
里面完全都没有声音。
And it was silent inside the room.
我就趴下去从门缝看进去。
So I crawled on the floor and I looked underneath the door.
我看到一双小朋友的小脚站在里面。
I saw a pair of children's feet inside.
然后我看到我们那个黑色的木头地板整个变成白色的。
I saw the our wooden floor, which is usually black, it was now white.
我继续敲门说, Boaz, 爸爸看到你在里面的,
and so I again knocked on the door and I said, Daddy sees you inside the room, so please come and open the door.
我看到那双小脚慢慢走过来, 咔嚓一声门打开了。
And then I saw his two little feet come over to the door, and then he unlocked the door and opened the door.
我进去一看, 我差点晕倒, 不用休息了。
And when the second that he opened the door, I almost fainted. There was no need to rest.
书房里面的木板全部都变白色的，你们知道那是什么吗？
And so my black wooden floors were now all white. Do you know what it was?
他把我放在里面那四五罐防晒乳啊，全部拿出来玩了。
So he took 4 or 5 containers of sunblock, and he had played with it.
哦，我不能生气，对不对？好爸爸，机会教育啊。
And so as a good father, you cannot get mad. It's a teaching, a learning opportunity.
已经很累了，还要脸上带着微笑，说，来，你告诉我是谁做的，爸爸不生气。
Even though I was so tired, I have to pretend to smile and ask him, who did this? Daddy will not get mad.
结果他想一想，姐姐做的。
And so after some thinking, he said, my sister did it.
我说姐姐今天不在家哦。
And I told him, your sister's not home today.
好爸爸不可以生气，我再笑得更灿烂一点。你要诚实哦，主耶稣喜欢诚实的小孩哦。
And so I thought to myself, a good father does not get angry, so I put on an even fake, bigger smile.
我心里面已经打定主意，他一说爸爸我做的，好孩子，我赦免你，我们一起来整理吧。
And so I asked him who did it, and then if he said, if he confessed that he had done it, I'd say, that's fine, let's clean together, and I'd be very happy.
再一次谁做的？
And so again, I asked him who did it.
他头抓一抓，爸爸你做的。
And then he scratched his head, and then he thought, and he said, Daddy, you did it.
他不知道什么叫做现行犯，连说谎都不会。他会说谎。
So he knew how to lie.
我告诉大家，我们华人有一个哲人啊，这两个哲人还同一个门派的。
And so there are two Chinese philosophers of the same school of philosophy.
一个叫做荀子。
First one is 荀子。
他说人性本恶，人的性本来是很恶的。
He says that man inherently is evil.
另外一个同门派的叫做孟子。
And the second one is 孟子。
他说什么？人性本善，人的性。性子本来是很善良的。
And his teaching was that man is inherently good.
还好他们是同门派，加起来刚好100分。
And since they are from the same school of thought, that together collectively,
因为一拆开两个50分都不及格。
Collectively they are correct, but individually both they are wrong.
这一本神告诉神启示我们的圣经讲的最对100分。
The Bible tells us the most correct. It is 100% correct.
圣经告诉我们，我们人性里面有善的一面，也有恶的一面。
The Bible tells us that within man there is a good aspect and there is an evil aspect.
我们善的一面是在神造他形象创造我们的时候就留下来了。
And the good that we have is that we received it when God created us.
我们恶的一面是在我们的始祖亚当犯罪的时候。我们不只有肉体的 DNA， 还有属灵的 DNA 就潜进去啦。
And the evil aside from us came from when Adam sinned, and so we have a physical DNA. We also have a spiritual DNA.
所以你看，小朋友不用教他，他自然会打人、说谎、会做坏事，很奇怪。
And so for young children, they you don't need to teach them. They know how to hit other people and to lie.
我们没有长辈会教自己小朋友来做这些事的。
No parent would ever teach their child these evil things.
可是人类也有恻隐之心。
But man has a evil heart,
善良体贴别人的心啊。
And they have a good heart.
为什么？因为圣经告诉我们，我们是有这样的性质。
Because the Bible tells us we have this nature.
所以我们真耶稣教会才会跟别的基督教会不一样，从小孩子婴儿的时候就可以帮他洗礼，洗去他的罪。
And so True Jesus Church has a unique characteristic that we believe in infant baptism.
因为圣经诗篇51篇三千年前就有一个诗人这么说啦。
And so Psalm 51, the psalmist tells us,
我是在罪孽里生的。
That I was brought forth in iniquity.
在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
And in sin my mother conceived me.
诗篇51篇第五节我们不翻了哦。
Psalm 51 verse 5.
所以亲爱的朋友，我们要做结论啊。
And so now we have to make a conclusion.
这一本圣经为什么告诉我们这么多罪的事情？
And so why is it that the Bible talks about sin so much?
今天你来听这一场布道，你会听的心情很沉重，我跟你抱歉。
So tonight, if you come here to listen to my sermon, you feel very heavy-hearted, I apologize.
现在很多人说布道会要讲喜乐，讲平安，讲福气，讲神迹。
And so some people will say for evangelical service, you're supposed to talk about peace, blessing, and grace.
今天讲得很沉重。
But tonight we have spoken very heavily.
可是朋友你知道吗？如果把罪的部分拿掉，这本圣经剩下不到五分之一，你信不信？
And so if you were to remove from the Bible all the verse about sin, you would only remain about one-fifth of the Bible.
神为什么借由几千年来的众先知在告诉我们这件事？
And why is it that through thousands of years that God has sent so many prophets?
因为如果他不告诉我们，他就是我们一开始讲的那个死刑犯的母亲，你知道吗？
Because if he does not tell us, then he is like the mother of the young criminal that we spoke about in the beginning.
他不是那一种母亲。
He is not that kind of mother.
他是伟大的天父。
He is the Almighty Father.
他告诉我们什么是灵性的罪。
He tells us what is the sin of our spirit.
让我们认识这些罪不是为了要定我们罪。
And he wants us to acknowledge the sin, not to condemn us of our sins.
而是希望我们能够除去这些罪。
But rather that we could remove these sins.
他让我们因此感到悔改。
And so he also wants us to feel remorse and regret.
目的不是为了要让我们在罪恶感中受折磨。
It's not that our souls may be tormented.
而是希望我们最终能得到天上的福气跟喜乐。
But rather that we can experience the love and joy of heaven.
因为经文里面有一句话说，人非圣洁不能见神的面。
And so the Bible says that without holiness, you cannot see the face of God.
圣洁就是无罪的状态啊。
And so holiness is the state in which we are without sin.
如果我们还期待要永生，希望能够进到永远的国度里面，就必须除去罪，神眼中的罪。
If you desire to have everlasting life, then you must remove your sin in their hearts.
这不是靠我们的好行为能够换来的。
And this cannot be exchanged for good deeds.
所以圣经里面说，被神赦免他的罪的人有福啦。
And so the Bible says that blessed are those whose sins are forgiven.
亲爱的朋友，今天你听到这些讯息有福啦。
And so here it says that since you have heard this message, you are now blessed.
因为耶稣让你知道这些，是希望让你能归回他爱的怀抱里面。
Because Jesus desires that you hear these words so that you may return back to his embrace and his bosom.
至于怎么样才能解决这个罪的问题，明天晚上我们继续分享。
And so how we remove the issue of sin will be something we discuss tomorrow night.
因为神已经告诉我们方法，指出一条道路来。
And so God has now told us the method and he has given us a path.
今天晚上见证到这里。
And so we conclude our sermon here.
一起来唱诗赞美诗57首。
Let's sing hymn number 57.